have a guest joining us here this morning. We're going to talk with Teresa Hensley, and she's helping to organize the fifth annual SCORE Golf Benefit. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Fifth annual already. Remember when it started?
Yes, that was actually, it seems like such a long time ago.
Yeah.
But the golf tournament has been a success.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of different ways to raise funds. You've chosen to do something like this. Before we talk more specifically about the golf event, let's talk a little bit about SCORE. That's an acronym, and you're going to explain to us a little bit about what that means and what the organization's about.
SCORE stands for Spinal Cord Organization for Research and Enrichment, and obviously, research is always going on nationwide. There's always a lot of clinical research and scientific research going on, which we're always interested in. But SCORE likes to focus on awareness and education locally to help people out with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Disabilities come in all shapes and sizes and different varieties, really. Some folks are born with issues. Some folks maybe are in some sort of accidents and things. There are falls. There are all kinds of different ways that people can potentially end up in situations that they probably never dreamed that they would be in. And aside from the physical life-changing things, there are a lot of mental life-changing issues there too, I assume.
Yes, there are. You have to have a lot of support from family and friends, and we do have a support group that meets every month. We're always looking for people to come and join us. We have a few members, and we're always looking for more. The support group is just to visit, to get ideas. You bounce them off of other people with similar situations, and it isn't necessarily for people with just disabilities. Caregivers, friends, anybody that would like to join.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we talk about things like cancer, for example, we don't just focus on the people who are going through that issue. We focus on the family members and the support people around them because they are so very important. And I assume with different spinal cord injuries, that's the same case.
Exactly. And SCORE, like I said, we are focusing on education because there's a lot of people that just they don't understand, and we'd like to educate them. We're focusing right now on a survey we'd like to send out, just random survey, and it just has a few questions on it, like where do you do your majority of your shopping? Mm-hmm. Do you have easy access? Is there steps or heavy doors? Do you need assistance to get inside? Once you're inside, do you have to ask for things to be moved around? How are you treated? Are they looking at you? Are they looking at the friend that you're with or a caregiver? And we just kind of want to gather that information, see how people respond, and then we'd like to pursue area businesses, either congratulate them on a great, you know, accessibility into their establishment, or just give suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it can be difficult, especially, I mean, if we lived in a town where all the buildings were bright and shiny and brand new and big wide doorways and lots of hallway space and things, that would be great. But, you know, reality is in a small community in a rural area like these that we live in, a lot of older buildings, a lot of issues to deal with, and these types of things weren't really thought about as being things that should be considered when those buildings were constructed. So a lot of retrofitting and things that have to be done.
And a lot of establishments are, you know, very accommodating. Once you're inside, you know, they do ask you whether you need something moved, you know, if they can assist you, which is great. But sometimes it's just nice to be able to go in and not have to have that issue come up.
Don't want to always have to rely on others.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's part of that process we talked about up front, the mental process of all the issues that you go through too. Folks look at a disability as being a physical thing, but as we said, it's much, much more than that, and people don't realize that they could be in that situation tomorrow too.
Yeah, and that's what SCORE is all about.
Yeah. Now, is that a national or is that a local organization?
It's a local organization that we developed. Like, this is the fifth annual golf tournament, but we've had walks and rides, and this has been going on for probably 10 years. Mm-hmm. This is organization.
Sure. Are there statistics out there, Teresa, at all about the percentage of population who has some sort of a disability issue, whether it be mobility or what have you? But and any numbers on the potential of the population that could face something like that down the road?
Yeah, there's actually, I don't know exactly in the number, there's millions of people with spinal cord injuries. The number one injury is caused from car accidents, and it's from ages 16 to 30. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's the young population.
The folks that think they're invincible and probably, you know, get up in the morning and don't have aches and pains and things until one day something happens. You know, we hear of horseback riding incidents and things like that. I mean, falling off a ladder, putting up your Christmas lights. I mean, so innocently, life can change for folks.
Yes, and there is locally people. There's an individual that just fell out of a tree. So there are situations like that. And SCORE helps. We have an application for people that we will help for a certain amount of money to make their house accessible. Mm-hmm. We've helped purchase a van that's accessible. Just a lot of different SCORE helps a lot of different people around here.
I'm sure when that situation happens, there are a tremendous amount of questions right away. Aside from the life questions, there are all these quality of life questions that go on too. And, you know, who do you go to for that? Do you guys, you do some consulting that way? Do you guys help to provide kind of a little bit of group therapy and things like that too?
Yes, we do. That's what our support group is all about, because, I've been in a chair for 23 years. Mm-hmm. So, and there's another person in our group who, you know, he's has a different situation. You know, there's people that are married, people that have children. So everybody has a little different situation that they can help somebody that's newly injured.
Yeah. Do you feel like probably today, maybe through the work of SCORE and other groups like that, that it might be, it's never easy, but it might be a little bit easier transition for folks today than, say, 23 years ago when it happened to you?
I think so. There's a lot more education out there. There's a lot more treatments out there. And there's just a lot more support.
Sure. And it does take some money, as it always does with everything, to make the effort all happen. And that's why we're playing some golf here. And it's coming up again on July 23rd. That's a Saturday. Tell us the details.
It's at the Crestwood Hills Golf Course in Anita. It's a 9 a.m. shotgun start, $100 per team. Mm-hmm. There, depending on how many teams, we're encouraging more people. There's lots of room. Pin prizes. There's rental carts available. It's $100 per team, like I said, and there'll be paybacks.
You bet. Well, I know a lot of things going on. Let's face it, there are a lot of things going on every weekend in the summertime anyway. But if you want to get away from some of the other craziness in your life, here's an opportunity to just get away and enjoy an afternoon on the golf course.
Yep, and if you'd like to register a team, you can give me a call at 243-9750 or just call the golf course and they can help you out also.
Okay, very good. So either way you can get that taken care of, and pretty reasonable, actually $100 per team. That's really inexpensive for most of the fundraisers.
Yeah, we think so. We just want people to come out and have a good time. Like I said, we are pretty generous on giving back because everybody else in the community is giving to us.
Okay. Is there a deadline to register?
No.
9 o'clock on the 23rd, right? Tee off time. All right. Well, hope folks get a chance to do that and get your teams together and just go on out and have a good time and help support the cause. And they would love to have a lot of folks show up there. So still plenty of room to get your teams in, but time is dwindling. So make sure you get after that here pretty quickly. Well, Teresa, thanks a lot for your time today. And again, continued success with SCORE and good luck with the golf outing.
Thank you very much.